The following is a lightly edited version of the Bobby Blackwell Show from 2010. Starting in 2011, these shows will be put into a separate uncut RSS feed on the BobbyBlackWolf.com website and will be posted the night of the live show. These unedited shows feature long, awkward pauses and may contain technical difficulties or explicit language. This feed will be for the edited versions of the shows that sound good for a podcast. Good luck. Grand Theft Auto San Andreas gets sued for the zillionth time, and we ask, is the single-player game really dead? Tonight is December 12th, 2010, and the Bobby Blackwell Show featuring your calls and chat comments is up next. So you would say even if... Okay, I'll let you go. You talk. Wow, what happened to your voice? Thank you, Skype. So video games, that's what the show is about.
This is that one Akia Ripper from Sweden.
And what's with all the Halo hate, Bob? You've been hating on Halo a lot lately.
I just don't like shooters. I'm not saying it's a bad game, I just don't like it. Billy O.K. says he can't be seen in public playing games that aren't hardcore, what would people say? And what up, G and Chad is once again talking about wrestling. That's why it's not because they hate the fans, it's more because they have to start from scratch.
Hogwash later.
From a little room in Atlanta, Georgia, Bobby Blackwolf.
Okay, you know, when your tent can't hold 17 inches of snow and it collapses, that's not a good thing. You're not used to the snow, apparently. Hello, everybody. Welcome to yet another edition of the Bobby Blackwolf Show, where we discuss the current news affecting the video game industry, as well as reminisce about gaming's history. My name is Bobby Blackwolf. If you're joining us live on All Games Radio, because you can't get out of your house because there's 17 inches of snow that ripped your tent open, chat.allgames.com is our chat room. It actually flurried here, too. We got like a whopping like 4 snowflakes, and everybody ran out to get their bread and their milk, not realizing that if the power goes out, their milk's going to go bad, and yeah, they're dumb. Yeah. Chat.allgames.com. I'll be reading intelligent comments from chat throughout the night, and a little bit later on, I'm going to be opening up our Skype line for you to call in. Bobby Blackwolf Show, all one word, or you can email me, blackwolf@allgames.com. In the next couple weeks, we will be returning a toll-free number to the show. It's been Skype only since about April. We're going to be returning a toll-free number, one that I will own, and so people who I don't want to call, I can actually like pursue legal avenues to get them to stop calling. Couldn't do that before because it wasn't my phone line. But now, I will. Yeah. So, let's get right into the news here. I have didn't get a chance to play many games this week, although I will say, after having seen Need for Speed Hot Pursuit and seeing that it's by Criterion, I was never really into the Need for Speed series, but seeing that it actually is Burnout with sirens, I really want to go pick that game up. Unfortunately, it costs... Like, you can get it for, like, $40 now. Like at Target and Amazon and stuff, that's like $35 more than I have right now. So I won't be getting it. And here goes my phone. It's going to tweet in a second. There it is. I forgot to turn on silent. It's probably Tiger Claw. Thank you, Tiger Claw, for posting on Twitter and then making my phone ring. So, yeah. But after seeing it and seeing that it is Burnout, pretty much looks like Burnout with sirens. I'm actually interested in checking out more of that game. So, yeah. So let's get... But and this actually kind of ties into it because it's an EA game, and there was a quote by an EA executive this week. They've, you know, kind of... EA's fallen to the wayside. EA used to be the evil empire, and they used to be the top third-party developer in all the world. Activision has taken them over, and Activision is now the evil empire. And one of the things that John Riccitiello, the CEO of EA, did is he really wanted to concentrate on new IP. Games like Dead Space and Mirror's Edge, and that really didn't work out for them all that well, apparently. So they're kind of looking at where they can go next. And one of the comments that I've heard from one of the other suits there trying to give his vision is EA Games label president Frank Gibeau, I don't know. I'm not going to say his name that often, but that's what it is. And it was an entire interview with Develop Magazine on their online site, and it was talking about what EA can do to try to bring innovation back into the marketplace and not just, you know, reskin a car every year and, you know, not do exactly what they do with Madden every year. And one of the things he's kind of pushing with all of their developers, which they've stated in this article as well, that they're trying not to call everybody EA something, because usually they'd buy a studio and they'd become EA Montreal or EA Sheboygan or EA Kathmandu. And so they're not going to do that anymore. They're actually letting developers have like their own identity and things like that, because you know if EA bought Epic, I don't think Epic would like to be called EA North Carolina. You know, or if they bought Harmonix, they wouldn't want to become EA Cambridge. So they're trying to do that, trying to give developers more, individualism and creativity among themselves. But one of the things they're trying to push is that Frank Gibeau, the EA Games label president, actually believes that the single player game is dead. So they brought this up, and this was his response, and I'm cherry picking out of this interview like this one answer. There was a long interview, but basically what he said is, quote, "It's about collaboration, looking at both being critically acclaimed and commercially successful. It's both, and I like to give studios a lot of creative autonomy, and that's certainly proven by the type of games we've brought over the last couple of years. EA used to be against M-rated content. Check out Dead Space. So it's more one of my core cultural studio values to allow developers to decide more on what they want to build, and the studio's creative call needs to be balanced against a commercial imperative. And if you look at online these days, that's the place to be. Game makers, the really good ones, they want to make great games, but they also want to make blockbusters. One of the things they need to do is balance that out. I have the right team to help them. I volunteered to speak to EA studio heads. They'll tell you the same thing. They're very comfortable moving the discussion towards how do we make connected gameplay, be it cooperative or multiplayer or online services, as opposed to fire and forget, packaged goods only, single player, 25 hours and you're out. I think that model is finished. Online is where the innovation and the action is at. Unquote. So, basically, and that's kind of, you know, that was, it's basically like these, there's a couple sentences in this, but basically he says that, if all you want, you're antiquated if you want a story game like, you know, Final Fantasy, for instance, where it's a story, you play through the story and there you go. You don't do that anymore. Gamers don't want that anymore. Gamers want connectivity. They want online only. There is, you know, granted, most consoles aren't online, but still, that's what the majority want. They want online experiences. You can't, I mean, it's kind of funny thinking about, you know, when I was reading this and I'm sitting here saying, yeah, because most consoles aren't online. They really aren't. When I see, you know, consoles going into repair down the road, probably a good bit of them still have the original dashboard. I'm talking the Blades interface. I'm not even talking NXE. I'm talking the original dashboard. That's all they got. You know, it's kind of interesting to go back and say, wow, this is what the interface used to look like 3 years ago. It's because they've never been online. That console has never been connected to the internet. And all they do is they buy Halo and play through the single player. They'll buy Call of Duty, play through the single player. That's it. Maybe do some split screen, if that. But they've never been online. And a lot of them are like that. A lot of the consoles that go through there are not updated to the latest update. They don't go online. So a lot of these connected game models, and Need for Speed Hot Pursuit does this, where everything you do, you can race against your friends in that thing and race the time against them. I mean, even like, you know, Activision's game do it too. Blur did it. But, you're constantly competing against your friends who also played the single-player part of the game, and that's kind of how it goes connected. And even, you know, Fable 3, to an extent, does that, where it will has all these leaderboards of how much gold you've gotten, how much you played. That's kind of what he's talking about. But still, that's a single-player game, and yeah, there's an online component, but it's not necessarily, you know, the basis of the game. And I don't want to play against other people in a lot of sense. because I'm not very good, and so it's not really fun for me. But it always worries me that everybody's concentrating so much on online, much to the dismay of, you know, couch multiplayer. You know, people going over to a house and all playing a game on the same TV. That's going away. It's all online, and it's been like this for years. And it's just, I don't know, is this something you're worried about, or is this something you really want? You know, screw the people who don't want to play against other people. It's not about them anymore. It's about you. I mean, that's what I want to know here in chat, chat.allgames.com. Sean says, Mommy says it's dangerous online. It's dangerous to go alone. Take this. Spyro says, I think it's sad that games these days are mostly multiplayer only. So let's see, I'm also looking. Alf Cadanagram says he's referring to games like Little Big Planet 2 maybe, or it's just him wanting Little Big Planet 2 now. Yeah, I think everybody wants that game now. I wanted it last month when it was supposed to come out. So yeah, so not many people are talking about this apparently. So I guess people just don't care. Either that or they're still talking about that TV show that was on last night that showed all this pre-render gameplay. Yeah, we're not talking. I don't have anything tonight about that. I mean, I might as well go and throw that now since nobody's talking about this. Yes, the Video Game Awards were last night. I didn't watch it. And, you know, I didn't even bother looking at the trailers, even though I know, like, games were announced, because they're all, like, pre-rendered CGI trailers, and so it's not really representative of the gameplay. And I'm sorry, I'm going to go ahead and say this, as much of a fan of Bethesda as I am, you and I, and we all know for damn sure, Elder Scrolls V is not coming out November 11th, 2011. I don't care what that CGI trailer said. I don't care. It's coming out in March 2012. You know as well as I do, in September, I'm going to be reading a story right here on this show saying that Elder Scrolls V has been pushed back to next year, to the following year. You know it, I know it. So don't even bother getting hyped up for a pre-rendered trailer that had a dragon in it. Ooh, it had a dragon. Dungeon Buster says he's not worried. There will always be single-player games, though they might have more online options added in, such as leaderboards and co-op. But you see, that's the thing. Those are still 25-hour fire-and-forget things. And that's gone. Like, according to the EA Games label president, that's not a viable option anymore. You can't create a blockbuster is doing fire and forget packaged goods. That you can't do it. That's what he says. I disagree. Someone in chat asks, who still has the original dashboard? Havoc978 asks, who still has the original dashboard? People who like buy Madden, Halo, and Call of Duty for their Xbox, and that's all they play, and then it like sits in a corner and get game. Basically, they'll buy like Halo 3. They played it, then they didn't turn on their Xbox for like 8 months, and until Halo ODST came out, play that or whatever. You know, so it's the people that don't play the games all that often, and they don't go online. Maginomicon in chat says, the single-player game is not dead, it's just shambling like a zombie. If anything, single-player needs a jolt of electricity from a crash cart to get it reinvigorated. The metaphors are thick with this one. Blender says, how about a bet? Yeah, I can't take that bet, unfortunately. I wish I could say why, but I can't take that bet. Amazetsuma says, game delays to 2012. You knew it, I knew it, and the Mayans knew it. That's right. Everything's going to come out on December 22nd, 2012. That's a very safe release date. Very safe. Shadow Next Gen, once again, defending the awards show because it was all full of teasers. Eric K. says, I wouldn't mind multiplayer games if the offerings were more than first-person shooter, action, Red Dead-type stuff. I don't mind racing. Like, I never Blur was one of the few games I actually played against randoms, and I plug in my headset and just put it away. Like, I wouldn't even wear it, but I would plug it in so I couldn't hear anybody through my speakers. That was actually kind of enjoyable until they started beating me a lot. That sucked. So, let's go on to the next news story, because, you know, one of the things, I've been doing this show for a long time, and I hope to be doing it for a long time longer. I don't want anybody to think I'm quitting doing this, the Sunday night show. And one of the first topics that we ever covered on this show, back in July of 2005, was a lawyer suing Rockstar Games over the video game Grand Theft Auto San Andreas on the PlayStation 2. That was one of the first big topics. And here we are, 5.5 years later, and someone's suing Rockstar Games over the PlayStation 2 game, Grand Theft Auto San Andreas. A site curiously called Game Prawn, however, there were nothing I could find on a cursory search to warrant it having that name, reports that, quote, Michael Washington, who is known as Shag with two G's, is suing Rockstar Games as well as parent company Take-Two Interactive because they based Grand Theft Auto San Andreas on his life. On his life. Shag is asking for $250 million, a quarter of the game's profits, because the lead character in the game, CJ, bears more than a passing resemblance to his own troubled youth. He's claiming fraud, misappropriation of his likeness, and copyright infringement. Now, it's been a while since I played San Andreas. You can, like, change your appearance, right? It's like, it's like you could become fat and like morbidly obese, or you could be like really toned. Like, which one is he? Is he the morbidly obese one? So basically, the story is Shag actually met up with Rockstar developers back in like 2004 to answer questions on his street life, including how the teenagers in his gang rode around on bicycles. At the conclusion of the interview, he was told that if the devs chose to include him in the game, they'd let him know. They never called, and Shag didn't think any more of it. Fast forward to now, and Shag's nephew told his uncle about this great video game he'd been playing. You can imagine that Uncle Shag was more than a little surprised when he saw Grand Theft Auto San Andreas featuring a character who looked like him and acted like him. Then he recalled a meeting back in 2003, and it began to dawn on him that his image had been stolen for the game. And comparison to his photos from that year and other evidence, it became clear that Rockstar had stolen his image and never paid him. Now that said, what's kind of interesting, what this says at the bottom is that if you look through the credits of Grand Theft Auto San Andreas, they actually have his name in the credits listed among hundreds of others in their talent section. So, now granted, you got to realize Michael Washington is not exactly a unique name. So it might not actually be him, but a different Michael Washington, but I don't know. The other bigger part suggests that Rockstar based the in-game personalities on a collection of caricatures and stereotypes, Boys in the Hood style, rather than anything or anyone specific. Take-Two side of the story, they say, quote, this company believes that the lawsuit is completely without merit and will vigorously defend itself in the matter, unquote. 6 years. 6 years. And he's fine. And that game's still getting sued. That's like a lawsuit magnet. In 5 years, I'm going to sue Grand Theft Auto San Andreas. I don't know for what. I'm sure some lawyer will figure out what. You know, maybe I'll try to run for president, and then they'll find that I owned a copy of Grand Theft Auto San Andreas, and that will, you know, disqualify me for being president, and I can sue Rockstar for that in 5 years. It's a plan. I'm going to do that. Imaginomicon says, I've heard of this, and it seems that he either knows quite well or is completely oblivious to the irony that the whole point of games like San Andreas are is to be morally ambiguous. You can do whatever you want. Nobody understands that except for the people that, like, listen to this show. Okay, if you, like, go to a random person on the street and ask them what you do in Grand Theft Auto, they will tell you that the point of the game is you get points by killing hookers and stealing their money. That's all you do in Grand Theft Auto. That's it. So, he's probably completely oblivious to the fact. Because That's all you do in Grand Theft. That's what, according to the general public, that's all you do in Grand Theft Auto. You get points by killing hookers and stealing their money. It's the only thing you can do. Tiger Claw says this is the second time a celebrity. Tiger Claw. It's a gang member. He's not a celebrity. Never heard of him. Sean says he's suing God of War because they copied my life. You can't, because that's my life. It's my life. So chat.allgames.com, hopefully people will start talking about stuff I'm talking about. Everybody's deciding that they're going to talk about something different. Dark Tetsuya says, at least in Death Race, old-ass arcade game. Remember Death Race? I do. Score points for running people over was accurate, and it wasn't people, it was zombies. Jeez. Carmageddon, that's the one where you ran over people. Death Race, you ran over zombies. Amazetsuma says, Bobby, I think they knew you could have sex with hookers. Okay, so you had sex with them, then you killed them and took your money. That's all you did. And you got more points the more violently you did it. That's what people know of Grand Theft Auto. So, we're going to take a quick music break, and then we're going to open up the phone lines for you to call in, because apparently there are things that people want to talk about that don't have anything to do with anything that I said tonight. So maybe they'll call in and talk about it. And fill up the time. You're listening to the Bobby Blackwell Show on All Games Radio, online at allgames.com.
You're listening to the Bobby Blackwell Show, the only show where you can find the Da Vinci Code. It's in his beard.
I completely forgot to turn on Skype. So I'm like running around and the bumper's playing and I'm like, oh, that's the same bumper I played last week. I'm so not ready for this. Yeah, welcome back to the Bobby Blackwell Show here on All Games Radio. If you want to call in, actually Skype's locked up on me. Look at that. Wow, thanks Skype. Bobby Blackwell Show on Skype. It looks like it's up now. You can call in and you can talk about anything. If you really want to talk about the thing that went on last night on TV that I didn't even watch, that showed all these pre-rendered teasers and stuff, you can call in and talk about it and then I can mercilessly make fun of you. That's what we could do. Or you could talk about single-player games, and if you think the single-player game is dead, do you really need online modes to make a game compelling to you? And are you the majority, or are you actually the minority and they just don't know that you're the majority? Or you could also, you know, talk about how you're going to sue Grand Theft Auto San Andreas. There you go. How are you going to sue Grand Theft Auto San Andreas in 3 years? How about that? In 2013, you're going to sue Grand Theft Auto San Andreas. Why? There you go. So we have a call here on the line. Bobby Blackwell Show, you are on the air. Who is this?
This is Pimp Method.
Pimp Method, what's up? What's on your mind?
Two quick things. First of all, about that EA thing about them concentrating their resources towards like having most of their games to go online. Mm-hmm. Shouldn't they learn something from like Activision, in my opinion? For example, about that Call of Duty Black Ops, didn't that game sold X tens of millions, but yet there was only I don't know what it's like the exact numbers, but there was only like 5 million people online total during like the first day. So shouldn't that tell EA something about that?
They could also look at their own numbers, because a lot of their current games, like especially like, you know, I'm going to use Need for Speed Hot Pursuit as an example. Even in the single player, you are online, and I mean even Burnout Paradise did this a while ago. So it's not like they don't have their own numbers to go by. They have their own internal sales numbers. They know how many people bought Need for Speed Hot Pursuit, and then they can see how many people actually just even signed in to use the leaderboards for that. So I don't think they see that. I think what they're seeing, unfortunately, is Zynga or Zynga, or however the hell you pronounce them, and Farmville being like the most popular video game in terms of number, popular game in terms of numbers right now because of all the Facebook cronies, whatever, playing it. And they're saying, see, that's what we have to do, and kind of not looking at their own current sales. I don't know.
I think they should. Let's just say, for instance, if they did this, as you said before, that like most of the people who play on consoles are not plugged in. Mm-hmm. Let's just say that like one of the games just came out. A couple of days later, as usual, you go to like your GameStop and there will be like a bunch of copies being sent back.
Mm-hmm.
Couldn't that be very worse since now EA is trying to keep those games from being sold back to like GameStop, and they could
that'll happen. And I mean, also they'll probably have, you know, internet connection required or really needed for most features and stuff like that. And what's going to happen is people will not read that, because you know as well as I do, people can't read. So
of course
they can't read what's on the box. So they take it home and then they realize that all the features that they read on the back of the box, most of them don't work because they don't have an internet connection and they didn't read the part that said you needed an internet connection for some of this stuff. And so they're going to take it back and not only just trade it in used, they're going to demand a refund.
Okay.
And so, you know.
My second quick question about this so-called award show, wink, mm-hmm. wink, about these pre-rendered trailers, mm-hmm. I still find them a bit lame, disrespectful, mainly because, art form, shouldn't we be, shouldn't these companies be actually be showing at least some kind of gameplay if this new medium is supposed to be taken seriously?
Well, you see, that's the thing. Here's where you're looking at it the wrong way. This is more like the MTV Movie Awards rather than the Oscars. That's what the VGAs are. So for the people that Spike TV assumes is watching their coverage, they don't care about gameplay versus pre-rendered. They just want something that's really cool for them to go, oh my god, while they're drunk.
I understand that, though, but I'm talking about as in general, shouldn't these companies be showing some sort of like gameplay footage if this media wants to be taken seriously?
Well, see,
you still got... you still got like mindless people who actually take what they got and they expect it, and that's saying they will actually go get the game and put it in, and they go be like, what?
Well, yeah, but see, these are teasers for, and here's the part where I'm going to defend the teasers, oh my god. These are the teasers for games that are coming out in like 2 years or 3 years, and I think one of them said it was coming out in 2013 or something. But movies sometimes do this as well, and I'm going to point to a movie I didn't like. It's a Michael Bay movie, so we can automatically boo it. But the first Transformers movie, the teaser trailer was just like all these teasers we saw last night. It basically talked about how one of the Mars rovers on Mars sent, they lost contact with it, but it sent one last image that nobody saw but NASA, and it happened to be one of the Decepticons punching the Mars rover. That was the entire teaser, and that's just like these teasers we saw last night, because there was nothing about Mars in the actual movie Transformers. So that was kind of like a pre-rendered cutscene that we see on the video games. But, I mean, movies do it as well, and we take movies seriously. And like I said, I mean, judging from the reaction that people saw, you know, going, oh my god, I can't believe Elder Scrolls V is in development. Like, we didn't know it was in development. And then they show it and like, oh my god, it's got a dragon in it. Oh, I can't wait. And a lot of people, and so it worked for a lot of people. It didn't work for you. It didn't work for me. But for a lot of people, especially even people on my Twitter that are in, you know, blogging and journalism stuff that you think would know better, they're like, oh, November 11th, I can't wait.
Okay, but still, I'm going to still stand on my soapbox, though, including, like, the, once again, Black Ops, the game has been pushed so heavily, though, and the game was being, like, quote-unquote, industry term, gone gold. They should have at least showed some game footage. Mm-hmm. I will stand by it if this new menu is supposed to be taken seriously. We should go back from like the early 90s or 80s or so forth and actually show some gameplay footage. Mm-hmm. That's all I got to say.
I agree. I mean, you know, hey, StarCraft II, you never saw any gameplay footage in any of their commercials, trailers, or anything. Probably because an art or real-time strategy probably wouldn't look good. But still, I would like to send some gameplay. Thanks so much for your call, man.
No problem.
Bobby Blackwell Show on Skype. You can call in. Sean says they should have had a trailer with the stick figure characters, a big up-and-coming release like Resistance 3 or something. That actually, I would have laughed if they had just, like, you know, had a stick figure up there and then, like, drew a treasure next to it and said Resistance 3, like, hand-drew, like, with crayon Resistance 3 and then put a date under it. That would have been hilarious. I would have laughed at that one. But they didn't do that. So we have another call here on the line. Bobby Black will show you are on the air. Who is this?
All right, this is Kaijudo. I'm trying to get my sound here. Wait, I'm trying to mute your show because I'm getting feedback.
There you go.
Wait,
yeah.
1 second. I'm sorry about this.
No problem.
Way to help. All right, there we are.
There you go. You
hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you just fine. What's up, Kaijudo? Hello?
I don't know if you can hear me, but I can't hear you.
That's probably because you muted me.
I may have to call back.
Yeah, you may have to call back. You muted
me. Wait, there you are.
Oh, okay.
I have my volume down.
Yeah, okay. you muted me. That's what it was.
Jeez. Yeah, I'm calling to make a quick comment, and then I have a little game review for you.
Okay.
As far as that, what was it, the video game awards last night?
Yep.
What was it called again? We do have to give credit to Uncharted 3. I don't know if that footage that they showed was pre-rendered, but they actually showed stuff that actually looked like real gameplay footage. Did you catch that?
I haven't watched it yet, but from what I understand, it was at least in-engine. So that's a step in the right direction.
Yeah, because I was sitting there bored also looking at all the pre-rendered stuff, mm-hmm. and it was a breath of fresh air when Uncharted 3 came and they actually showed what looked like gameplay. So I just want to give those guys credit, you know, for actually showing gameplay in their game or showing what's going to, you know, what the gameplay is going to look like, pretty much.
Yeah, and that's good, and especially for Uncharted fans that, you know, the movie is not going to be based on Uncharted at all. It's just going to use the names and then twist everybody's perception of it. So at least Uncharted 3 is coming out, and it's going to actually be an Uncharted thing.
Yeah, yeah. You got to give those guys credit.
Yep.
And as far as game review, I picked up World of Warcraft Cataclysm.
Okay.
And if you're the type of person that you were kind of like thrown off by Warcraft because of all of the grinding and the fetch questing, now's a good time to go back because, I mean, they totally changed the way the questing works, at least for the racing class that I was working with. I was using a Worgen Rogue, mm-hmm. and the quest for that, you know, for that race and that class are just, you know, you don't even feel like you're level grinding, really. I mean, you know, you're saving people from drowning, you're rescuing shipwrecked people. There's one stupid little quest where you have to find a little damn orange cat that literally took me a day to find. That was, like, really annoying, but they have some pretty good quests. I mean, it's a lot different than the way it used to be. Because I mean, I'm the type of person. I've had the game since 2007, and I would get to like level 15, and by that time I'm like already drained out by it. I'm like I don't even want to play this anymore because I'm just running around just killing stuff over and over again. And I really like what they've done with the game now.
So now instead of killing 20 sewer rats, you're now saved 20 people from drowning? is that what this is now?
If you want to put it that way. But, I mean, you really get involved in the story. This is the first time that I'm actually, you know, paying attention and reading the text, which is another thing that I hated about Warcraft. You know, that's one of the reasons why I can't wait for KOTOR because I just don't want to read. You know, I mean, I'm not anti-reading, but I just don't like reading too much in my games.
Okay. You know?
I just kind of want to run through it and be done with it.
So you don't want to know why you're killing 20 sewer rats. You just want to kill the 20 sewer rats.
Yeah, pretty much.
or save the 20 people from drowning while they're getting eaten by sewer rats. Okay. Thanks so much for calling in, man.
No problem. You have a good one.
You too. Bobby Blackwell Show on Skype. You can give me a call. Give your review. I've still never played World of Warcraft. Still haven't played it to this day. It's not to say I've never played an MMO. I've just never played WoW. Unfortunately, I've actually seen it being played because I've been in the same room with someone playing it, but I have never played it myself. Tigerclaw says people are going to see the Uncharted movie not because of Mark Wahlberg, who they cast instead of Nathan Fillion, but because of Robert De Niro and Joe Pesci. Yeah, see, the thing is, like, it's I don't know if I ever commented on this on the show, but the Uncharted movie that's coming out, they basically are going to make it like National Treasure instead, and it's going to be Nathan Drake as the head of a family of people who dish out justice to other the thieves of old tombs and stuff like that. Basically, nothing like the Uncharted video game. It's now like a family of people who mete out justice against people who wish to defile ancient artifacts or something like that. I don't know. It made no sense to me. But Mark Wahlberg thinks it's fresh and new. Obviously, he's never seen Indiana Jones or National Treasure. But yeah. So yeah, this is going to be the last call for calls here. Bobby Blackwell Show on Skype. Havoc978 says World of Warcraft Cataclysm has a lot less collecting boar asses. Blender says, unfortunately, Nathan Fillion doesn't have as much star power as Mark Wahlberg. Hey, you know, who cares? He's on a hit show. He's on a hit show now. And no, I'm not talking about the one I actually like. He's on a hit show now. He's got star power. Dark Tetsuya says, a video game movie that's nothing like the video game is based on? You don't say. At least some other games tried. This one's not even trying. Mortal Kombat at least tried. They didn't make Mortal Kombat, you know, about, you know, raising a kid in the underworld where his dad has six arms. No. Eric K says, we need Rat Killing the Movie. So yeah, Bobby Blackwell's show on Skype. Game Guru brings up the Super Mario Brothers movie. I actually still have never seen the Super Mario Brothers movie. I have avoided that one because I don't. I know that right after I see it, I'm going to want my 2 hours back, and I don't want to do that. No, I'd rather just go ahead and take my 2 hours now and not see it. Spyro says Final Fantasy the movie. Hey, there was, you know, honestly, The Spirits Within wasn't that bad, but everybody was expecting the video game, and they didn't get it. Advent Children should have been the first Final Fantasy movie. But then again, most people wouldn't get it because that was just all fan service. So that's it. Nobody else is going to be calling in tonight. Thank you, those who did and those who participated. Coming up next here on All Games Radio is Orange Lounge Radio. Three people out in Sacramento, California, that talk about stuff more than we do, and they might have ideas about movies and stuff that we're doing. So we like to check in with them, and Skype takes usually forever to connect. But Sacramento, are you guys there?
Hi, we're here, Bobby. How are you?
I'm doing good. So in 3 years, Rob,
yes.
you're going to be suing Grand Theft Auto San Andreas. Why? Why are you suing them?
Apparently I sound like the DJ in the game, so it was clearly a copy of me.
There you go.
That's what I've been told.
I'm suing because they removed the sex out of the game. I'm sorely disappointed.
Yeah, that was just I saw that. I mean, hey, maybe a Chatterbox here on All, one of the other shows here on All Games, they can sue.
Even though he
stole the name from Grand Theft Auto.
I'm going to sue because I can't kill clowns in that game.
What? They don't let you kill the clowns?
I didn't see any clowns to kill in that game.
Oversight. That's right. So, yeah, in 3 years you can sue them for that.
I am actually going to sue them, though, because they haven't ported that game to the PSP yet. And that was very disappointing because Liberty City Stories and Vice City Stories were really awesome on that. And then they came out with Chinatown Wars, and I was just like, why are you doing this? Just it's such a step backwards.
So, yeah. So, oh, actually, and also, last week, you guys had the Techno Kitten Adventure guy on your show.
Yes.
What was he on when he was on the show?
I don't know. He was, he snoozed at all, what Alan, our guest tonight, is saying. I kind of apologize. He wasn't as exciting as his game, but he had a good idea for what it's worth. Maybe he was just nervous. I'm sure a lot of people don't invite folks, you know, to come on their shows and things like that. But I have to admit, the emails that we exchanged back and forth were very much like our interview, where it was like one word responses and things of that sort. But you know what? It's still even if he is 18 and, you know, hi and wrote a really awesome video game, props to him for, you know, doing the most with it. And obviously he kind of gets it. So,
and one other thing I learned from that game, because I actually decided, because I mean, I'm not as like exposed to that style of music, like the happy hardcore or whatever that they call it. And, you know, like you guys are, and I was stupid and actually like listened to the lyrics. Mm-hmm. Do you realize how depressing that song is?
No, I don't. You don't.
Welcome to happy hardcore.
You want to know? Okay, this is what the song is about. It's that chick telling this guy that she loves that if he cheats on her or breaks up with her, she's going to kill herself. That's the lyrics of the song right there. That's the entire song in a nutshell.
That's awesome. No, I never bothered to listen to the lyrics. It's one of those things where you're like, oh, how cute. They're touching a rainbow, and the stars are going across the sky. How adorable.
That's what the song's about.
Yes.
She's going to kill herself if the guy cheats on her or breaks up with her.
Uh-huh.
That you guys are weird. Are all the DDR songs like that, too? And I've just never, you know.
Hold on. We have a lot of noise going on in the studio.
Hey.
Sorry about that. We had a lot of noise going on in the studio. I got confused.
So is that what, like, all the Bimani songs are like, and I just don't hear them?
Yes.
Okay. So, like, that's what they're saying in Japanese in a lot of the Bimani songs?
Yes, pretty much. I don't know. I wouldn't listen to those songs either. Don't try listening to lyrics of any of those songs.
I've learned my lesson.
And then you look at the songs that they license from the U.S. and stuff and put in the game. It's, you know, pretty much the same stuff.
Yeah. Emo techno is what Tiger Claw says.
Nice. I like that.
So did you watch last night or see the trailers from that thing that happened last night?
I knew everything would be on game blogs and YouTube within 5 minutes, and sure enough, it was. I was excited about the Elder Scrolls V trailer. I do agree with you that you should take any type of release dates for any game with a gigantic grain of salt. But I'll tell you why the announcement is actually important. I believe the announcement of the Elder Scrolls V is important because it wasn't an announcement of a multiplayer Oblivion, which has been one of the things that's been speculated for a very long time is going on.
It still could be multiplayer.
Yeah.
Well, there's no reason it couldn't be, but it's not just it is a new game. We at least know they're going with.
I'd be willing to bet, though, it probably isn't, because the last couple Fallout games have not been multiplayer games.
Well, now, single-player gaming is dead, haven't you heard?
Yeah, EA said that.
Oh, but, well, then it must be true.
Regardless of which way it goes.
Gee, I wonder why they would say something like that. It's not like they have an investment in their online, you know, or anything. It's not like they're charging people to buy their sports games used, you know, $5 to access their online. They wouldn't have any stakes in that, would they?
Speaking of grain of salt, you need a salt lick for them.
So I think this will be the beginning of the slow trickle of information to come out of Bethesda. You know, next month it'll be a screenshot, and then the month after it'll be something about the story. You know, it'll be that slow trickle of information leading up to November of 2012 with more information about, you know, what the game actually is. And it'll keep at the top of gaming blogs and all that.
And then at E3 they'll have, you know, the invite-only screening area where they play the game for you and you can't have any cameras in there.
And I'm going to have to figure out how to get in it.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not going to lie. I'm really excited about this game, even if it's just a simple little trailer. I'm just excited to know, okay, phew, they didn't decide to go somewhere else with it, or they didn't decide to do, you know, it's going to be another Elder Scrolls game. And whether they do multiplayer or not, I think it'll be pretty cool. I think there are some things they could do in multiplayer that would actually be kind of neat without making it an MMO. So, and think about it. We don't, you know, this type of stuff with the early announcements and creating buzz, this happens a lot with movies too. Yeah. Like I probably know more about Elder Scrolls 5 than I do about The Dark Knight Rises. But I'm also really excited about that movie, too, because I hear Tom Hardy's in it. I don't know what he's playing, but he's in it, and that's enough for me.
There you go. Speaking of MMOs, though, one of your favorite games, as I say sarcastically, they got rid of, like, everybody in charge.
Which, did you hear the episode about 2 months ago where I called that?
I think I did. I think
it
I
was
did hear that.
So where they talked about the people selling off their stock, and it's pretty funny. I mean, I'm too lazy to go hunting for the clip, but I am pretty confident I actually said heads will roll at Square Enix over this. And then sure enough, I get linked. I got an email with a link to a story on Kotaku. Heads will roll over Final Fantasy 14. I'm like, I think, you know, not to be all like, oh, you know, anybody
could
have predicted
that. See,
in
3 years now you can sue them. Or sue, you know, the makers of Grand Theft Auto San Andreas.
That octopus that predicted the World Cup could have predicted that yeah, that was going to happen if he wasn't dead. But, you know, still.
Still can.
Exactly.
Actually, I want to bring this up on the show. You brought up Kotaku. And I wanted to let people know, because you may not even heard about this. It hasn't really hit too much on the news. Apparently, if you have ever commented or posted or done anything on a Gawker blog, which is Kotaku, Gizmodo, blah, 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 you need to make sure like you've got your passwords changed, because apparently a group hacked in and like downloaded the entire database and all their source code and put it up as a torrent. And so everybody's username and password that has ever commented on a Gawker blog... Huh. is out there. And so apparently it was like they claim they're not from 4chan, but basically they went in and did that. So that's just – I was going to bring that up because I don't know anybody – if anybody here has commented on a Gawker blog, make sure that you didn't use that same password anywhere else. And if you did, change it.
I want to say I've used it like 4 or 5 times maybe ever to comment. So I guess that's good to know. I think the password I use – I have different levels of passwords, and I'm pretty sure a site like that would have had my weakest password. Yeah. So I'm not too worried about it, but it's just kind of interesting that somebody – but there's got to be millions of people that have – I mean across all of those sites. There's got to be
– I think they said the database had 1.3 million rows in it,
yeah,
which could be, you know, also including stories and stuff, but – yeah. So I just figured that would be a public service announcement just in case that affected anybody.
No, it's good to know. I had no idea.
Also, IGN's in bed with GameStop, just so you know.
I had heard about that. Something about...
That makes them both more credible, right? Yeah? No? They wouldn't have a vested interest in good reviews now, would they?
No, not at all.
No, not at all? Yeah.
So what else are you guys going to be doing on the show tonight?
Oh, you know, hanging out, talking video games. Dark Sakura will knit a hat over in the corner and once in a while, she'll pipe up with some gaming news. But
hey,
no, we got a variety of things to talk about tonight. I don't have my list in front of me, so I can't remember everything we're talking about. I know that both the things you covered I sat there in the car going, "Duh, we have that one too."
Yeah, but see, at least I only cover like 2 things.
No, that's okay. That's okay. It happens.
And so tonight you're going to be doing a list of I'm suing Grand Theft Auto San Andreas because.
No, that's a great idea, actually. Maybe if we're pressed for time, we should do something like that. But we definitely have to talk about kind of the oopsie daisies going on with Final Fantasy as well, because it's kind of funny at this point. And we're going to talk about some of the latest rumors about the PSP2, the quote-unquote success of the U-Draw. It could be interesting. And the Kinect drivers, now they've gone open source, but not legitimately.
Right. Excellent. Well, there, Orange Lounge Radio is up next. Thanks so much, guys. Have a good show.
Thank you, as always, for having us on your show. Take care.
Take care. So that is it for me. I will be back next Sunday night, 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Pacific. Yes, I will be back next Sunday night. I will not be skipping any of the weeks because Sunday's not Christmas or New Year's Day or anything like that, so I should be here. You won't be interrupted on this show. I'll be back this Sunday night, 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Pacific, right here on All Games Radio. Feel free to call in and be a part of the show, be in chat, be a part of the show directly. This Friday night is the final episode of my video project. Friday Night Gaming is going to be ending its two-year run this Friday night, December 17th, here on the All Games Network and over at fnglive.net. I'm not going to really get into many of the details here on this show because it really doesn't matter for this show. But, yeah, that's our last one is there. Some of those resources will be put back into this show, which is going to be good for people. I will have some more time. I'm going to make a website for this show and, you know, put a lot of the back archives and try to kind of start over with the podcast feed, getting back into the swing of things and kind of spend more time working on this show. And also the big thing on that is that the toll-free number that I purchased for the Friday Night Gaming show, that's going to transfer over to this show. So I will be able to take toll-free phone calls again on this show. And you never know. There might be video stuff in the future. I've got all this video capture equipment and cameras and stuff that I had bought for the show, for that show, that I'm not going to be using anymore. So you never know. Something might happen in terms of that. But this show, you know, I still love doing this show, and I'm still going to do this show. Doesn't matter how many people are listening. You know, at least five people like it, so I'm going to continue doing it. But so this Friday is going to be the end of that. And then everybody will move on and go into rehab or whatever, and we'll all be good. So there you go. Friday, 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Pacific, we're going to be playing Halo Reach and then Grand Theft Auto 4 on the Xbox 360. Those are the games we're going to be playing this Friday, and that'll be it for that. And then I'll be back Sunday, 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Pacific. So that being said, you can email me, blackwolf@allgames.com, or join our chat room and community here at the All Games Network. We have stuff going on every single night. And new live shows every night. Come be a part of it. But I would not be able to make this show work without the help of the chatters when they would actually talk about the topics I was talking about. Thank you very much. Billy O.K., DC Nate, Derek H., GK128, The Rob D., Binary 667, Burning Paper Sun, Burr, D5T, The Blue Guy, Doomplague, Eastwat, Hecht, Kitsune, Refi, Shadow Next Gen, THK, Tiger Claw, ActDef, Aki Ripper, Amesatsuma, Anomalous, CGU11, Channel Z, Crispy, Dark Sakura, Dark Tetsuya, D'Artagnan, Deadman Wade, Decipher, D-Man, Dungeon Buster, Eric K, Firecube, Frank Branches, Frosty Toayak, Game Guru, Gaudy, Havoc978, Hitstun, Blender, Kazan, Maginomicon, Melted General, MXT, Necromoss, Prowler, Ranma, Ruben, Santa Bits, or Satan Bits, as I said Friday, Sean, Six Sky, Spyro, The Flames, True, Voxisorif, Warham, What Up G, Wilcon, Zappy, and Zeba. That's it for me. I will see you guys later. See you guys next week. And I'm going to go play some single-player games or something. Apparently those are dead, though. And so bye. Don't slip in the snow or anything. Don't eat the yellow one.
A winner is you. The views and opinions expressed are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and are not necessarily the opinions of All Games Radio or your mom. Although if Bobby said it, it really should be. This has been a production of Bobby Blackwolf Studios for All Games Radio.